This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
No jump ball, of course, in the COVID season, and Lincoln Wood, as the visitor, gets the ball, side out midcourt, and here we go, underway. Into the hands of Braden Whalen, left side of the key, leaves it off, right side of the key for Cole Sidwell. Back to Whalen. Braden attacks, left it short, rebound out of bounds off of Lincoln Wood. It'll belong to Nokomis. Nokomis, the home white uniforms with the black masks. Lincoln Wood, the road black uniforms with the white masks. Into the front court comes Nolan Himes. Himes on the bounce, leaves it for Benny Clavin. Clavin on the right wing, spins away from Sidwell. Back it goes to Himes. Jake Johnson, top of the key, picked up the bounce after one dribble. Leaves it back now for Seth Johnson at the volleyball spike line. Lincoln Wood, man-to-man defense here. They've got Nokomis' offense pushed way beyond the three-point line. Into the hands of Seth Johnson, being harassed out there by Will Jenkins. Bad pass, turned over. Good defense by the Lancers. Lead pass, Sidwell. Good recovery by Nokomis to get back with Clavin and Seth Johnson, and now a foul coming on Noko. They're going to get Seth Johnson. Check that. They're going to get Benny Clavin with the personal. That's his first. 50 seconds gone by, opening quarter. It'll be Cole Sidwell at the free throw line, the 5'11 senior. Three bounces, a spin, and the toss is good. Hit the front rim, side rim, and drop down. Matt Milberg's got the COVID haircut and beard working here tonight. Cole Sidwell has a big mop of hair on top of his head as he knocks down both free throws. Cole operating with the black headband tonight as well to keep that hair in control. 7 minutes for the opening quarter. Boy, in the COVID era, you either have a bunch of hair or no hair. There's not really anything in between anymore. 2-0, Lincoln Wood with the lead. They won here last year. Seth Johnson, dribble, drive, contact, no whistle. And on the rebound, we'll get a jump ball. Sidwell and Jake Johnson tie it up, and the Skins will keep it on the possession arrow. It'll be Benny Clavin to throw in on the baseline. Skins put a man at each block and then stack two at the foul line. Into the hands of Seth Johnson. Leaves it for Clavin, and hitting the deck, Jake Johnson. As one of the Lancers, I think it was Devin Brown, tried to power his way through that screen. It'll be the first foul on Lincoln Wood, and they're going to get Cole Sidwell on the foul, powering his way through that screen. Clavin gets it in, right corner to Seth Johnson. Johnson had trouble with the handle initially, gets it out to Himes. Nolan, the 5'11 sophomore, will set the offense for Nokomis. On the left wing with Clavin. Benny, top of the key, Jake Johnson. Jake. Into the hands of Seth Johnson on the right wing. Seth, triple threat position. The lefty drives right, cut off, leaves it back now for Himes. Nolan Himes across the floor and threw it away. Second turnover on Nokomis as that wound up in the Lincoln Wood bench, the socially distanced Lincoln Wood bench. They've got about five chairs spaced out on the floor. Then the rest of the team is on the bleachers. No fans on the far side of the gymnasium. The fans that are here, they are halfway up the bleachers, not allowed to sit near the floor. 2-0, Lincoln Wood with the lead. Here's Sidwell, leaves it off for Braden Whalen. Whalen right back to Sidwell. In the left corner it goes to Will Jenkins. They skip it to Whalen, the young sophomore. Dribble drive, jump stop off the window, missed it. Gets his rebound back, rejected by Jake Johnson. Great job on the inside by Jake. Here come the Skins. Down a deuce, 2 minutes gone by opening quarter. Here's Nodal on the left wing with Clavin. Benny. Seth Johnson, right side of the key, tees up the three, got it. Seth Johnson has Nokomis on the board, and they have the lead, 3-2, 5:35 for the opening quarter. Here comes the 1-2-2 ball press. In a year where nothing's the same, at least that hasn't changed. There's the steal by Clavin. Good pressure out there, and a hand check on Lincoln Wood. Dan DeWerf was very clear about that from the beginning when he took over the program. We're not changing the 1-2-2. I think he said we've been running it for 47 years and it's worked pretty good. Hard to argue with that. The foul went on Devin Brown. No free throw. Sideline out of bounds for Nokomis. Here's Himes. Picked up the dribble. Now Clavin has it poked away. Good hands in there by Sidwell just to jar that ball loose. Whalen, lead pass. Brown, oh, he missed it. Beautiful pass from Whalen, but Devin Brown couldn't finish. 3-2. Now a lead pass from Himes to Johnson. Ball fake up under and in for Jake. He does convert. Took his time on the inside. And with that, Matt Milberg wants a timeout. 4:55 for the opening quarter. Nokomis leads Lincolnwood 5-2. We'll come back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Nokomis. A little 5-0 spurt for Nokomis after Lincolnwood got the game's first bucket. 4:55 for the opening quarter. Staunton at Hillsboro still to come here tonight on FM 106. North Mac at Southwestern tomorrow afternoon live at 4:30 here on WSMI. You can find our broadcast schedule through next Saturday the 20th at WSMIRadio.com. Cardinals note today, spring training has been shifted around. They're playing fewer games because of COVID. So the Cardinals' first spring training game now will be Sunday, February 28th, not Saturday, February 27th. So you can file that away. Grapefruit League action for the Redbirds starts on February the 28th. And with the weather we're having right now across mid-Illinois, Florida, baseball, that sounds pretty good because we are looking at sub-zero temperatures here in Illinois over the coming weekend. That's going to be a lot of fun. 4:55 for quarter number one. The timeout is through, and the Lancers will have it facing full court pressure here from Nokomis. Jenkins gets it in to Whalen, off to Sidwell, middle of the floor now with Devin Brown. Brown leaves it left side of the key for Whalen. Braden Whalen crossing over, works it into the left corner. Leaves it off for Schmedeke. Back to Whalen. Braden, dribble drive, kicks to Schmedeke. Braxton open for three. Buried it. Braxton Schmedeke buries the three ball, and we are tied at 5. 4.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Scoreboard says 5-3, but it's 5-5. Benny Clavin on the right wing. Now it reads correctly. Nodal, left wing with Himes. Nolan Himes puts it on the deck. Foul line cut off. Leaves it for Clavin. Right corner three. Off the mark, no good. And on the rebound, it's deflected out by Nodal. It'll belong to Lincolnwood. 4:09 first quarter. It's going to be weird all year, I suppose, but still very strange being in the gymnasium with no crowd. I mean, normally you come to Nokomis and it's just jam-packed. Here is Schmedeke. Nice catch on the baseline. Able to get it away with one hand off to Jenkins. Up top it goes to Brown. His three ball's no good. And on the rebound, a foul coming out on the Lancers. Third team foul on Lincolnwood. And the personal foul will go on Will Jenkins. That's his first. Lincolnwood waits back in their half court man-to-man as Himes brings it across the timeline. Here's Nolan Himes, left wing with Seth Johnson into the triple threat position. Gets a high ball screen, now bounce pass, top of the key to Himes. Nolan Himes, that pass is tipped, and Himes able to track it down near midcourt as Whalen got a hand on that ball. With Lincolnwood in that JV game, got a lot of hands on basketballs early. On the attack, Seth Johnson leaves for Nodal, top of the key. Off to Himes. Nolan, dribble drive, baseline cut off there. Brings it back out front. Hand off to Seth Johnson, right back to Himes. Into the hands of Clavin. Benny Clavin, he turns the corner at the foul line. Has it stripped at the foul line and stolen. Fourth, Nokomis turnover. Good hands in there. I think that was Will Jenkins on the steal. Here's Schmedeke. Leaves it for Sidwell. They're going to run the lob play, but too tall for Will Jenkins. The play was there. The pass was just a little bit too tall for the 6-foot Jenkins. 3:02 first quarter. Substitution now for Nokomis. Ryan Eisenbarth checking in, 6'2 sophomore. He will replace Benny Clavin. In for Nokomis, Evan Herbstreit out with a knee injury. And then Elijah Allman is out tonight as well. He was sent home today from school. Skins are shorthanded. Here's Eisenbarth. Down to Jake Johnson. Spins, counted, and the foul for Jake. He's got 4. Man, that was a quick spin to the baseline. They list Jake at 6'2". That could be generous, but I'm telling you, he plays like he's about 6'6", 6'7". No fear. Devin Brown going to check out. He was just whistled for that foul. His second, team's 4th. Replaced by Jaden Walker, the 6'2 senior. Free throw for Jake Johnson is good. 5 for Johnson, 8-5 Nokomis. They set up the 1-2-2 ball press here on the point Himes. Going to fall back more into the three-quarters court look as Nodal picks up the pressure right at mid-quarter. Sidwell gave up his dribble. That's what makes the Nokomis 1-2-2 so tough. You never know what look you're going to get for sure. Corner three, Jenkins rimmed it out. No good. Rebound down to Seth Johnson. And on the rebound, a whistle and foul on the Lancers. They were coming over the back. And they're going to get Jaden Walker with his first, team's fifth. 2:27 first quarter. 8-5, Nokomis with the lead and the basketball. Nolan Hines will walk it into the front court. Braden Whelan waits at the stripe in the Lancer man-to-man. Here's Hines spinning. Left hand rattles around and out. Rebound down to Sidwell. And Cole Sidwell loses the bounce. Nope, it was deflected out. It'll stay with Lincoln Wood. I'm not sure that it was off of Nokomis there, but I think Nokomis fouled Sidwell, and the official didn't give the foul call, and so then he just gave – actually, nope, he did switch it. It's going to be Nokomis' ball. So it was last touched by Lincolnwood as it appeared, but no foul call. Here's Himes out front between the circles into the hands of Seth Johnson. Seth, little jump pass, leaves it for Jake Johnson on the right wing. Jake, quick first bounce, drives baseline, left it short. Good contest in there by Whelan, picked up underneath, though, by Seth Johnson. Out to Himes. Here's Nolan Himes, left side of the key, brings it back now between the circles, puts his left fist in the air, wants to run a set. Bounce pass to Seth Johnson. Jenkins went for the steal, didn't get it. Johnson got caught in the air, gives it off to Jake, too strong off the window, and the rebound down to Lincoln Wood. 95 seconds, first quarter. Here's Jenkins, touch pass to Walker. That pass is tipped, and we're going to get a whistle and foul on Nokomis. 90 seconds for the opening quarter. Well, they called that foul on Lincolnwood. They'll get Jaden Walker. He's got two quick fouls here coming off the Lancer bench. Jake Johnson will sit and get a breather for Nokomis. Benny Clavin back on the floor. 8-5, Skins lead with the ball. Clock running, 85 seconds, first quarter. Nolan Himes across the timeline for Nokomis. Leaves it for Clavin on the right wing. Benny Clavin. Into the corner. Himes wasn't ready for it. It hit him right in the gut. He corrals it. Here's Eisenbarth on the baseline, cut off. Down it goes to Nodal. Out to Himes. Left wing to Johnson. He will pull up and knock it down from just inside the three-point line for Seth Johnson. He's got five. Did a good job to concentrate and make that catch as it was tipped en route to him. 10-5. Nokomis with the lead. Now a foul on the Skins. It'll be their second team foul. It came right at midcourt with 54 seconds to play in the quarter, and it will go on Seth Johnson, his first. Will Jenkins gets it in to Braden Whelan. Whelan coming across the timeline, leaves it off for Jenkins. Back to Whelan. Here's Sidwell on the right wing. Cole Sidwell across the floor to Jenkins, lines up the three, buries it, but we've got a whistle underneath and a foul on Lincolnwood. I think they're going to wave this bucket off, I think. They're going to get Schmedeke on the moving screen. Seventh team foul. You won't shoot on the offensive foul there, but the three ball does not count. 42 seconds for the first quarter. So the moving screen wipes the three off the board. Here's Himes into the front court. Nolan Himes works left side, leaves it for Nodal on the bounce. Kendall Nodal. That pass is tipped in the backcourt by Jenkins. As Jenkins races, dives, slides on the floor, but can't corral the basketball, and Nodal picks it back up for Nokomis. Great hustle, though, from Will Jenkins. 20 seconds for the opening quarter, a five-point Nokomis lead. Himes directing traffic out front. Now he reverses course on Wheel and drives right into three Lancers, and that's a charge. Braden, check that, Braxton Schmedeke waiting there to take the charge. Great job by Schmedeke. That'll be the fifth Nokomis turnover, third foul on Nokomis, and they will get Himes with his first personal. 13.9 seconds, first quarter. 10-5, Nokomis with the lead. In the backcourt with Sidwell with 10. Crosses the timeline with 8. Lost the handle, gets it back with 6. Still at the volleyball spike line. Dribble drive on the bounce pass to Jenkins. It's good for Will, his first bucket of the quarter. And that is how the opening 8 minutes will come to a close. Nokomis 10, Lincolnwood 7. Will come back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. A 10-7 Nokomis lead as we get ready to start the second quarter here. Game number two of our doubleheader tonight, Staunton at Hillsboro, comes up next here on WUSMI. North Mac at Southwestern Boys live tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 here on FM 106. That ball deflected out. It'll stay with Lincolnwood as Jenkins will throw it in to Braden Whalen. Whalen in the backcourt comes across the timeline, leaves it off for Sidwell, right back to Whalen in the left corner with Jenkins. Will Jenkins puts it on the deck, bounces out of trouble, gets it middle of the floor to Whalen. Here's Sidwell on the right wing. He picks up the dribble. He spins around, needs some assistance, being checked out there by Seth Johnson. In the corner it goes to Devin Brown, quickly trapped, gets it away to Sidwell. Skip pass, Jenkins for three, left that one short, then it almost came back down and in, but it rattled out. Offensive rebound to the Lancers. Here's Sidwell, right wing. Jump, stop, and that's offensive on Cole Sidwell. Kendall Nodal stood in and took the charge. Fourth turnover on the Lancers, their eighth team foul. And for Sidwell, that's going to be his second personal. A three-point Nokomis lead, 7-15 for the first half of play. The Nokomis cheerleaders are in attendance here this evening. On the attack, Himes. Here's Seth Johnson into the triple threat. Gets a screen from Nodal, leaves it off for Himes, top of the key, Nolan Himes. Off to Clavin, in the corner it goes to Seth Johnson, right back to Benny. Clavin gets a screen from Johnson. Jake rolls to the rim, draws all sorts of defenders, bounce pass underneath the hoop to Seth Johnson. His baseline jump shot rattles out, and the rebound down to Cole Sidwell. Lancers can tie with a three here as Jenkins, a bullet pass to Brown at the foul line, kicks it off to Braden Whalen. He's cut off the baseline, leaves it back out now for Sidwell, top of the key. Cole Sidwell bounces out beyond the volleyball spike line, leaves it for Jenkins. Right back to Sidwell it goes, 6.5 minutes for the first half. Here's Whalen on the left wing. That pass is tipped, but it found its way to Sidwell. Cole attacks, kicks it out now. Whalen open for three. Yes, for Braden Whalen. His first bucket, and we are tied at 10, 6:15 for the first half. Here comes Nolan Himes into the front court for Nokomis, being guarded by Whalen. Himes picks up the dribble, needs some assistance now, and he will get it in the form of Seth Johnson. He's guarded out there by Will Jenkins, and Dan DeWerf wants a timeout. 6 minutes for the first half. Nokomis and Lincolnwood tied at 10. We'll come back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WUSMI. Following the Nokomis timeout, Skins have the basketball in the front court as Seth Johnson gets it in to Nolan Himes. No Evan Herbstreit, no Elijah Allman tonight for Nokomis. On the left wing, with Clavin. In the corner it goes to Himes. Nolan drives baseline, kicks it out. Seth Johnson, top of the key, kicks it to Clavin. Left corner three is off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, Himes. The putback is good for Nolan. His first bucket. Skins back at front, 12-10, 5:30, first half. Here's Whalen in the backcourt. Three-quarters court, 1-2-2 right now for Nokomis. Now an offensive foul on Will Jenkins. It's Nodal again stepping in and taking the charge. The last three fouls on Lincoln would have all been offensive. That's three of their five turnovers on the offensive fouls. Nokomis with a two-point lead and the ball. Himes puts up that left fist as he's in the backcourt. Now he comes across the timeline. Here's Seth Johnson, tied up by Jenkins, but Johnson able to rip it back away and save the possession. Boy, Lincolnwood gets after it defensively. Double dribble on Seth Johnson. He gave up the bounce. He's claiming the ball was deflected. I don't think it was. I think he just kind of forgot that he had already dribbled it. Sixth turnover on Nokomis. 5:16 for the first half. 12-10, Skins lead. Lancers have the ball. Himes in the point of the ball press. Here's Will Jenkins. Gets around Nodal this time. Nice dump down, rejected. But a foul, that'll be Braxton Schmedeke to the free throw line. Fourth team foul on Nokomis, and they're going to get Seth Johnson with his second personal. Braxton Schmedeke, a 6'3 senior at the free throw line, has 3 points tonight. Lincolnwood down by a deuce. Free throw good. Ryan Eisenbarth returns for Nokomis. He will replace Seth Johnson. So on the floor for Nokomis, you've got Himes, Clavin, Eisenbarth, Jake Johnson, and Kendall Nodal. Second free throw is no good, and the rebound down to Nokomis. For Lincolnwood, they've got Cole Sidwell, Braden Whelan, Braxton Schmedeke, Will Jenkins, and Jaden Walker on the floor. 5 minutes first half. Here's Nodal. Top of the key to Eisenbarth. Ryan Eisenbarth leaves it off for Benny Clavin. Clavin, top of the key with Himes. Nolan Himes down to Johnson. Has good position. Spins baseline. Count it. And the foul. Jake Johnson. He has 7 points and another chance for a three-point play. He had one of those old-fashioned three-point plays in the opening quarter. Now he's right back to the foul line for a crack at number two. The foul was whistled on Sidwell. And if that is the case, it's his third by my count. We're going to get a timeout on the floor. I think this will turn in to our mask break. 4:44 for the first half. It is Nokomis 14, Lincolnwood 11. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Jake Johnson at the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play. The toss is no good, too strong. Rebound and a foul. They're going to get Ryan Eisenbarth coming over the back that time. That'll be his first, team's fifth. Lincolnwood's been whistled for 9 team fouls, but 3 of those have been offensive fouls. Full court pressure. Nodal cuts off Schmedeke in the backcourt. Leaves it. Check that. That was Whelan across the timeline now with Jaden Walker. Walker. That pass kicked out of there by Nolan Himes. It'll stay with the Lancers. 4.5 minutes first half. Devin Brown, a 6'4 senior, will get it in the backcourt to Braden Whelan. Whelan, the young sophomore, handling out front, and he stepped. No, the official got confused. Yes, he got confused. He thought that Whelan stepped on the midcourt line, but he did not step on the midcourt line. He stepped on the gray line here. I don't know what that line's for. You got the volleyball lines, which are red, and then a gray line, which is about halfway between the volleyball line and the inline. Don't know what it's for, but that's the line that Whelan stepped on, and the official quickly realized it and changed the call. And that's what you like to see. The official, when they realize, oh, wait, that wasn't right, don't be stubborn and stick to it. And that is not what happened there. They got it right. Whelan open for 3 off the ball movement. Missed that badly. And on the rebound, we're going to have a whistle and foul as a Nokomis player wound up on the deck underneath. That was Himes. And it's going to be a foul on Lincolnwood. And it'll be free throws for Nokomis. I think they're going to get Schmedeke. 10th team foul, so it'll be 2 free throws. It is on Braxton. That'll be his second personal. At the free throw line, Nolan Himes, the 5'11 sophomore. Free throw for Himes is good. I tell you what, Nokomis' underclassmen, they got some talent there. 4:06 for the first half. Second free throw is good for Nolan. 16-11 as Himes went for the steal about a half step behind. Here comes Devin Brown racing into the front court. Now he throws on the air brakes, leaves it back for Schmedeke. Will Jenkins swings it to Whelan. In the corner goes to Schmedeke. Braxton 18-footer around and out, no good. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Schmedeke. He rises hard of the lane, missed it. Now Eisenbarth down with the rebound for Nokomis. Here comes Benny Clavin. Clavin across the timeline, working right side. He'll leave it off for Eisenbarth, top of the key. Tough pass into Jake Johnson in the high post. Jake on the bounce, lost the handle, but it goes right to Clavin. Into the hands of Eisenbarth. On the wing with Kendall Nodal. Kendall, dribble, drive, strong move, missed it. Offensive rebound, Jake Johnson, a tie-up, and it'll stay with Nokomis. 3:22 for the first half, a 5-point Nokomis lead. Now Milberg telling his team, Nokomis getting to every loose ball, and now a near steal, but they're going to get Jenkins on the foul. His second, and that'll put Nokomis back at the free throw line. Lincolnwood very aggressive on the perimeter, shooting those passing lanes. That'll send Kendall Nodal to the charity stripe, the 6'1 senior. Kendall has not scored tonight, but he has taken a couple of charges on the defensive end. Those are big plays that don't really show up. Free throw good for Nodal. They don't show up in the box score, I should say. Coaches notice them. Teammates notice them. 3:18, first half, a 17-11 Nokomis lead. Second free throw for Kindle. The toss is no good, too strong. Rebound down to Lincolnwood. Whalen brings it out, now comes across the timeline, and we've got a whistle and a stoppage with 3:15 for the first half. Not sure what the stoppage was, but we're going to get our mask timeout, I guess. I think. No. We're going to keep playing basketball. I have no idea why play was stopped to begin with. Nodal is out for Nokomis. As onto the floor is Kennedy DeWerf, 6-foot freshman. So both coaches get an explanation. Might have been the old inadvertent whistle, possibly. Keep in mind, the officials wearing masks, so they have to keep the whistle under that mask in their mouth the entire game. So perhaps we'll see the inadvertent whistle tick up a little bit in this strange season. We're ready for basketball now as the Lancers have the ball, trailing by 6. Levi Weirs checked into the game for Lincolnwood. He has it now out by the volleyball spike line. He leaves it off for Whalen. Braden Whalen spins in the corner. It goes to Devin Brown. Top of the key with Weir in the corner. Schmedeke for 3. Yes. Braxton Schmedeke buries the 3-ball. Good ball movement that time from the Lancers. 17-14 Nokomis, 2:40 first half. Here comes Himes into the front court. Nolan Himes. One of the dribble handoff that wasn't there. It was taken away by the defense of Schmedeke. There's a dangerous pass stolen by Walker. He shot that passing lane, and he's going to be called for the offensive foul. Yep, he lowered the shoulder that time. Eisenbarth took the charge. Oh, another charge on Lincolnwood and for Jaden Walker. That's going to be his third. Not shooting free throws on the offensive foul. That's the fourth charge Nokomis has taken here in the half. On the right wing with Seth, checked out with Benny Clavin. Clavin leaves it back for Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth now spinning top of the key, working on Brown. Leaves it back for Himes. He works opposite of the ball screen. Top of the key with Clavin. Benny Clavin left elbow cut off. Leaves it off for Himes. He wants to set a play. Nolan works right side, now spins back middle into the hands of Clavin. Inside of 2 minutes for the first half, a low-scoring ball game, 17-14, and now a bad pass. Eisenbarth tried to feed the post from the top of the key, didn't have the angle, and it'll be the 8th turnover on Nokomis. Himes on the point of the press here. As Brown gets it into Whalen. He bounced it once, picked it up, gets it away to Levi Weir. Still in the backcourt, off to Whalen. He comes across the timeline. Here's Brown, right wing. Devin Brown drives baseline, dumps it off to Luke Webb, who's checked in. Here's Schmedeke, 2 in a row from the corner, no. And the rebound down to Eisenbarth. 90 seconds first half. Into the front court, Clavin. Binney on the bounce, leaves it off for Himes. Nolan Himes back to Eisenbarth, into the hands of Kennedy DeWerf. DeWerf, just a freshman, drives baseline. Wrap around, bounce pass, baseline. Himes, too strong. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Lincolnwood. Whalen brings it out and a foul. And that wasn't a bad foul as it stopped the fast break. Sixth team foul goes on Eisenbarth. That is his second. Just a sixth team foul, so Lincolnwood not at the free throw line. That foul by Eisenbarth thwarted the fast break. Reese Lohman has checked in for Nokomis, another freshman. Let me tell you, he really stood out in that JV game for Nokomis, did the 6'2 freshman, Reese Lohman. Blocked 2 3-point attempts in the corner on closeouts. Down to Brown. His shot is no good, but he's fouled on the release. That's the 7th team foul, and it will send Devin Brown to the free throw line with 62 seconds to play in the first half. Brown tonight has not scored. The foul on Himes, his second. Free throw for Devin Brown is good. That pulls Lincolnwood to within 2, 17-15. Substitution off the table for Lincolnwood. That'll be Zach Guzman, the 5'9 sophomore. He'll replace the shooter, Brown, if he makes this toss. DeWerf heads out. Seth Johnson back on the floor for Nokomis. Is to get the Lancers within a single point. Toss is off the heel too strong. Rebound down to Jake Johnson. He went up high with two hands and pulled that puppy down. Here comes Clavin into the front court. Gets a ball screen from Johnson. Off to Seth Johnson. Dumps it down. Lohman rejected out of there by Schmedeke. And it will stay with Nokomis. 50 and a half seconds, first half. Guzman in, Brown out for Lincolnwood. Typical Lincolnwood Nokomis game here. Defense ruling the day. And now on the inbounds, a moving screen on Nokomis. They will turn it over for the ninth time. Be their eighth team foul. As that time on the moving screen, they got Jake Johnson with his first. So a two for the tie, a three for the lead for Lincolnwood here. 50 seconds, first half. Guzman in the backcourt leaves it off for Whalen. Back to Guzman. He comes across the timeline in the corner with Schmedeke. Down to Brown. He attacks Lohman, rejected by Reese Lohman. Rebound to Weir. His follow won't go. Lancers pick it up underneath with Whalen. Half a minute. Here's Guzman, and he's going to be called for traveling. Shuffled his feet, making his move. Seventh Lincolnwood turnover. Reese Lohman made his presence felt right away on the inside with that rejection. 31.2 seconds for the first half. He gets off the floor quickly, does Lohman. 25 seconds for the half, a two-point Nokomis lead. Here's Himes, leaves it on the wing for Seth Johnson. Up top to Eisenbarth. Ryan Eisenbarth drives right, tried to dump it down to Lohman, ill-advised, bad pass. Here comes Whalen the other way. He attacks with the left hand, no, but he's fouled with 12 seconds to play in the first half. But that was probably too unselfish that time from Ryan Eisenbarth. The foul's the ninth on Nokomis. And they will get Clavin with his second. So at the free throw line, the 6'2 sophomore Braden Whalen. He'll get two free throws. Needs them both for the tie. First toss, good. 4 points for Whalen, a one-point Nokomis lead. Eisenbarth out, Jake Johnson returns for Nokomis. Always fun when these two Montgomery County rivals get together. Second free throw for Whalen. Lines it up, and too strong off the back rim. Rebound tapped around, picked up by the Lancers. They can hold for the final shot here now and maybe have a halftime lead. Here's Weir. That pass is tipped, stolen, picked off by Clavin. Has trouble with it in midcourt. Picked up by the Lancers. That's good if it goes. No, that was Luke Webb from just inside midcourt after the Nokomis Redskins thought they had the ball headed the other way. It was jarred loose, and then Lincolnwood had the last crack at it, but it came up empty. After two quarters, it is Nokomis 17, Lincolnwood 16 in this low-scoring affair. We'll come back with your Shelter Insurance Halftime Show in 30 seconds. Tim Mize back here at Nokomis. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing tonight's doubleheader of boys basketball. Staunton at Hillsborough next here on FM 106. All the scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30, and then Sports Saturday at 9:03. We'll be joined by Kyle Hirschman of the Journal News, Lincolnwood head coach Matt Milberg, Hillsborough girls coach Brett Teakin, and Gillespie girls coach Kevin Gray tomorrow morning, Sports Saturday, 9:03 here on FM 106. Lancers get the basketball to start the second half. Jenkins lines up a three for the lead, left it short, and the rebound down to Nolan Himes for Nokomis. And now a foul in the backcourt. That was a silly one from Braden Whalen. He just kind of got his feet entangled with Himes, and that'll be Braden's first personal foul. Nokomis to start the half, Seth Johnson, Nolan Himes, Benny Clavin, Jake Johnson, and Kendall Nodal. For Lincolnwood, they counter with Braxton Schmedeke, Devin Brown, Cole Sidwell, Will Jenkins, and Braden Whalen. Here comes Himes into the front court. Man-to-man defense for the Lancers. Seth Johnson, check that, Benny Clavin on the left wing. Here's Jake Johnson. There's Seth Johnson in the right corner now. Seth, top of the key to Himes. Left wing now to Clavin. On the block to Johnson. Jake spins middle. Now back baseline. Too strong off the window. Heck of a move. Rebound tapped around to Nodal. It won't go. And the Lancers bring it out. Man, Jake Johnson utilized the pivot beautifully there. Just couldn't convert. Jenkins for three. Yes, Will Jenkins knocks down the left corner triple. And Lincolnwood has the lead, 19-17, 7 minutes, third quarter. Here comes Himes walking it across the timeline. Nolan Himes checked out there by Whalen. Leaves it off for Seth Johnson on the right wing. Top of the key with Jake Johnson. Left wing now with Clavin. Benny Clavin wants to drive the baseline on Sidwell. Reverse layup, missed it. Rebound down to Devin Brown. Into the hands of Whalen. 6:35, third quarter. Here's Jenkins in the left corner. Finds Brown. Tried to dump it down to the baseline to Schmedeke. Tipped and stolen. Here comes Nokomis with Clavin. Here's Johnson. Jake baseline attacks. Way too strong in the layup. Overshot the entire thing and the rebound down to Will Jenkins. He had to put a lot of arc on that and just kind of misjudged it. 6:15, third quarter. Here's Whalen out front. In the corner it goes to Schmedeke, right back to Whalen. Brayden, dribble drive. The scoop won't go, and the rebound down to Nokomis and Clavin. Boy, Whalen did a great job to get to the rim, just couldn't put it home. Here's Clavin, top of the key with Jake Johnson. That ball's jarred loose, but he's able to track it down at midcourt. Good hands there by Devin Brown. Lincolnwood so active defensively with their pressure man-to-man. They get up in your short, so to speak. 5:40, third quarter. Here is Seth Johnson on the right wing. Jake Johnson wound up on the ground, gets up, sets a screen. Now here's Seth. Off to Clavin, right side of the key. Into the hands of Himes. Nokomis taking their time here. Lincolnwood leads by two, 19-17. A Will Jenkins three, the only bucket of the half for either team. Seth Johnson on the attack. The runner way too strong, and the rebound down to Lincolnwood. Here comes Whalen. Lead pass to Sidwell, front court. Cole dumped it down to Brown. He wasn't ready for it. Ninth turnover on the Lancers. Here comes Seth Johnson attacking and drawing the foul. Now that pass from Sidwell, ill-advised. There was about a foot gap between he and Brown. Brown wasn't even looking for the ball, and he just got a seed delivered right into his sternum. The foul on Whalen, his second. At the free throw line, Seth Johnson. The lefty's free throw is no good. Left it short. He'll get a second toss. Evan Herbstreit will get his MRI results on his injured knee tomorrow. We're hoping for good news there. Elijah Almond, Joey Barker, Cooper Bertolino all sent home from school today, so they're not available tonight. Second free throw for Seth Johnson is good. He has six. The lead for Lincolnwood is one, 19-18, 5 minutes, third quarter. Three-quarters court pressure here from Nokomis. Lancers have handled that well all night long. Almost half their turnovers have been on the offensive end. There's a dangerous pass to Schmedeke underneath. Great catch on the baseline. Jenkins repositions for three. Canned it. Will Jenkins, his second three ball of the quarter. He has 8 points for the game, a four-point lead for Lincolnwood. That feels like their biggest of the night, and Dan DeWerf wants a timeout. 4:38 to play in the third quarter. Lincolnwood 22, Nokomis 18. We'll come back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WSMI. Team Lincolnwood with the lead. Nokomis has the ball, and I'm telling you, the Lancer bench, they are doing a great job supplying energy. They're one of the most loud, active benches I've seen this year, and with no crowd, you got to bring your own energy. 4.5 minutes for the third quarter. Himes for three, rejected by Whalen. Oh, what a closeout. But Himes closes in on the basketball himself, gets it back, but missed the follow. Lancers control now with Whalen. On the great closeout block there. Now Johnson gets his hand on that basketball, set to flex it out. It'll stay with Lincolnwood, 4:13 for the third quarter. Sidwell will lob in the backcourt to Whalen, right back to Cole Sidwell, into the hands of Jaden Walker at the left elbow. Jenkins, can he get another one? That one's a little bit short of the rebound down to Jake Johnson. He hit two out of the left corner, that one from the right wing, just off the mark. A four-point Lancer lead. Nokomis led by one at the half. Two threes from Will Jenkins has been the Lancer scoring here in the quarter. Seth Johnson, right wing. Down in the block to Jake Johnson. Draws a double out to Seth. He'll step into a triple. way short, saved by Jake Johnson, but he's on the end line out of bounds. Over to Lincoln Wood it will go. Dan DeWerf imploring his team to play some defense here. Will Jenkins will throw it in. Himes in the point of the ball press. In the backcourt with Whalen and Sidwell. Cole Sidwell taking his time. Off to Whalen. Braden, middle of the floor, across the midcourt stripe. Lancers have really handled the full court pressure nicely here this evening. Sidwell almost had it poked away from behind by Himes. Cole did a good job to keep possession. Here's Sidwell. Leaves it off for Jenkins. Will Jenkins trapped in the corner, and Matt Milburg gets a timeout, and it was a good timeout because that was a turnover coming from Jenkins. 3:15, quarter number three. Lincoln Wood leading Nokomis 22-18. We'll come back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WUSMI. Following the Lincoln Wood timeout, Lancers have the basketball up for 3 minutes, third quarter. Here's Sidwell, miscommunication there, just threw it right behind Braden Whalen and right out of bounds. Over to Nokomis. As Kennedy DeWerf is back at the ball game, the 6 foot freshman, he will leave it off for Benny Clavin. I'm telling you what, Benny Clavin has the whitest shoes I think I've ever seen. I don't know how a pair of sneakers could be any cleaner than that. Here's Johnson on the baseline. Gets it away to Nodal. Out to Seth Johnson. Open for three. No. Rebound is tipped around. Johnson, can he save it? No, he cannot. Ran out of real estate there in front of the Nokomis bench. It'll belong to Lincoln Wood. 2:42 to play third quarter. Nokomis pressuring in the backcourt. In it goes to Whalen underneath his own defensive hoop. Gets it off to Sidwell. Cole across the timeline. A pass to Jenkins. Nice slip pass to Schmedeke, and he missed the layup. Oh, that could be a big one right there. 2:30 to play, third quarter. Instead of a six-point lead, it's a four-point advantage for Lincoln Wood. Here's Kendall Nodal, top of the key. Nodal will leave it for Seth Johnson. Down in the block to Jake Johnson. Spins baseline, draws three defenders, kicks out to Seth Johnson on the right wing. Clavin, top of the key now. Left wing with DeWerf. Kennedy DeWerf. Dribble handoff, and it's stolen by Sidwell. He saves it off of DeWerf's knee out of bounds. What a play by Cole Sidwell. They try to dribble handoff. Sidwell knifed right in, knocked it loose. Ball going out of bounds. Headlong dive, threw it behind him right off the knee of DeWerf, and it's Lincoln Wood possession. Man, that was a great, great play from Cole Sidwell. Benny Clavin will get a breather for Nokomis. As Nolan Himes is back on the floor, DeWerf almost came up with a steal, but is picked up by Sidwell. He penetrates, kicks, Schmedeke, three, yes. Braxton Schmedeke, corner pocket triple. He has 10, and the lead is 7 for Lincoln Wood, their third triple of the quarter. Here's Himes in the backcourt, and he's fouled by Sidwell on a little hand check. That's 4 on Cole Sidwell. Not the best of fouls there if you're Cole. He will have to sit, and he's going to have to sit for a while. Jaden Walker will check back in. He has 3 fouls. The Lancers need to be careful here. 3 on Walker, 4 on Sidwell, and then 2 on Whalen, Schmedeke, and Brown. Here's Himes with the behind-the-back bounce. Whalen does a good job to stay right with him. Here's Seth Johnson on the right wing. Feeds the block down to Nodal, and there's a foul on Devin Brown. That's his third. So the fouls are beginning to mount up a little bit here for Lincoln Wood. 91 seconds for the third quarter. Nokomis has only scored 1 point here in the third. Nolan Himes leaves it off for Kennedy DeWerf. DeWerf back to Himes. Clock running 85 seconds, third quarter. Man-to-man defense for the Lancers. Here's DeWerf on the left wing. Kennedy DeWerf into the triple threat position, being guarded out there by Schmedeke. Leaves it off between the circles for Seth Johnson. Right wing now with Nolan Himes. Slips it down to Nodal. Kendall got behind the backboard, but he's fouled. That's going to be Devin Brown's fourth. And that has quickly become the story of the game on the Lincoln Wood side. Fouls. 4 on Sidwell, 4 on Brown, 3 on Walker. Eisenbarth in for Nokomis. DeWerf will sit. And checking in for Lincoln Wood is Luke Webb, the 6'4 junior. Baseline out of bounds for Nokomis. They trail by 7. Seth Johnson gets it into Eisenbarth, back to Himes. He'll take the 3 way too strong off the other side of the backboard, and the rebound down to Jaden Walker. Here comes Lincoln Wood and right through the hands of Whalen out of bounds. Unforced turnover right there. Braden simply took his eyes off the ball. He was thinking about the move he was going to make before he caught it. And there haven't been too many of those tonight on the Lincoln Wood side, the unforced turnover. 50 seconds, third quarter, a 7-point Lincoln Wood lead. Nokomis needs a bucket here. Back door, Seth Johnson, layup good off the feed from Jake Johnson. That was beautiful action. Lead is 5 for Lincoln Wood, 40 seconds for the quarter. In the backcourt, Will Jenkins taking his time. Comes across the midcourt stripe. And now a hand check on Nokomis. That'll be their first foul of the half. And they're going to get Nolan Himes. That's his third. He's the first Nokomis player with 3 fouls. Sidwell and Brown both returning here at the end of the quarter. Walker and Webb out. So Coach Milberg going with an offensive substitution here, but Brown and Sidwell both with 4 fouls on the floor to close the third quarter. Between the circles with Whalen. On the left wing with Jenkins, back to Whalen. Here's Whalen out near midcourt, high post to Brown, off to Sidwell. Back between the circles to Whalen. 15 seconds for the quarter. High post to Brown. Back to Whalen between the circles. 10 seconds for the quarter. Time for the Lancers to go. Up by 5. Here's Sidwell, top of the key. Cole Sidwell dumps it down to Brown. Tipped, stolen, picked off by Nodal. He's got time. Lets it fly just off the left side of the rim. 3 quarters in the books here at Nokomis. It is Lincoln Wood, 25. Nokomis, 20. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Nokomis. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this boys' doubleheader on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Staunton at Hillsborough coming up next here on FM 106, North Mac at Southwestern, and boys' action live tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. Here on WSMI, Jake Johnson in the high post turns and draws the foul. Walker's in the area, and if that's Jaden, that's his 4th. It will be. So 3 Lancers now with 4 fouls. Jaden Walker, Devin Brown, Cole Sidwell. In it goes to Jake Johnson. Out to Nodal. Back between the circles to Himes. He puts up 2 fingers in the right hand, wants to run a set. It's a 1-4 low set. Here's Seth Johnson, right wing. Down to Eisenbarth, right block, rises up, too strong off the window, and the rebound tied up as Eisenbarth able to stick his nose right in, get the jump ball, but Lincolnwood will get it on the possession arrow. Benny Clavin to the table. He's going to check back in. Eisenbarth will get a breather for Nokomis. 7.5 minutes to play, a low-scoring affair, 25-20 with 7:20 for the ball game. Here's Schmedeke, corner pocket 3, too strong, and the rebound down to Clavin. Lincoln Wood made 3 triples in the third quarter. That was all their scoring. And Seth Johnson had all 3 of Nokomis' points with a free throw and a field goal. Down to the block, Jake Johnson. Nice head fake, dumps it off. Nodal rejected in there by Whalen. Woo, nice block from Braden Whalen. On the attack, Sidwell, the layup rolled off, no good. That's the second layup that Lincoln Wood has missed. Will that prove to be costly? Not at the moment. They're up by 5. 6:45 for the ball game. Here's Benny Clavin. Drives baseline on Sidwell off the window. He missed it. Rebound down to Cole Sidwell. He will bring it out across the timeline. Now slow it up. Into the hands of Braden Whalen. Right back to Sidwell it goes. Whalen between the circles. 6:25 to play in the game. A 5-point Lancer lead. Here's Walker. Schmedeke, 18-footer off the baseline. Off the heel too strong. And the rebound down to Nokomis's Seth Johnson. Points have been hard to come by here tonight, especially in the second half. Here is Jake Johnson. Bad pass. Turned over. Here come the Lancers on the run out. Whalen is fouled. Boy, he had a nice up and under move. He was on the right side, stepped through with the left hand, and then he got wrapped up high. Might have got swiped across the face. Nothing intentional there, but it doesn't make it hurt any less if you're Braden Whalen. He might have taken an inattentional forearm right across the bridge of his nose. That's exactly what happened. That don't feel good. the masks don't protect you from that. 6:05 for the game, and good piece of officiating giving Braden a moment there to get the tears out of his eyes probably. Braden's 1 of 2 at the free throw line tonight. Make it 2 of 3. 5 points for Whalen. Eisenbarth in. Himes out for Nokomis. 6:05 for the game. The lead for Lincoln Wood is 6. The bearded wonder over on the sideline pacing up and down. Matt Milberg for Lincoln Wood. Second free throw good. A 7-point Lincoln Wood lead. It's been their defense. They have held Nokomis to 3 points in the half. We played 10 minutes in the second half. 27-20. 5:55 for the ball game. Eisenbarth, bad pass, stolen away by Will Jenkins, and now a foul on Eisenbarth. He tried to race back and draw the charge. He was never there in time, and he might have hurt his elbow on the play as both went crashing into the mat here on the end of the floor. For Eisenbarth, it'll be his third. 5:49 to play in the ball game, and more free throws for Lincoln Wood. Third team foul on Nokomis. Lincoln Wood's been whistled for 6 fouls in the half. First free throw for Will Jenkins is off the heel too strong. Jenkins hit 2 big threes early in that third quarter. Lincoln Wood hasn't trailed since he hit that 3 to give him the lead out of the locker room. Reese Lohman back on the floor for Nokomis, the freshman. Second free throw for Jenkins. Missed the pair, but we're going to get a violation on Nokomis. So another opportunity for the Lancers. Will Jenkins missed the first two, but a lane violation on Nokomis. Give Jenkins another crack. 8 points for Will. This for an 8-point Lincoln Wood lead. Free throw is good. Rattles it down. 9 for Jenkins. So Lincoln Wood's missed 2 layups, but they get the reprieve on the lane violation and get an extra point there. 8-point lead, 28-20. Here's Seth Johnson, leaves it for Jake Johnson. 5:35 to play in the game. Reese Lohman, top of the key, bounced it once, picked it up. Bounce pass left wing to Nodal. Kendall Nodal, he bounced it once, picked it up. Leaves it off for Lohman, left wing. Good pressure defense from the Lancers. Dangerous pass through the hands of Seth Johnson, through the hands of Clavin, picked up by Johnson, back to Clavin. Here's Benny on the spin, rejected, and we got a foul. That was clean up top, but Whalen got him with the body. That'll be his third, team's 7th, and Nokomis will shoot free throws the rest of the way on a Lincoln Wood foul. Clock stopped, 5:15 to play. An 8-point lead for Lincoln Wood, 28-20. And as low scoring as this game is, 8 points feels like a lot. Toss is no good. Clavin left it short. Long way to go in this ball game, but with points at a premium, if you're in Comas, you have to cash in when the clock is stopped, and Clavin missed the pair. And the rebound down to the Lancers and Jaden Walker and Mount Milberg wants a timeout. 5:12 for the ball game. Lincoln Wood 28, Nokomis 20. We'll come back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WSMI. Oh boy. Oh boy. We get a minute's worth here, Jen. Hey, I guess when I'm done, never mind. We'll take a break in between games just so you can play some commercials from Gary's Log in between games. Because if that's a running clock, that'll be a fast one. Yeah, so as soon as my game is done, I'll take a break for my post game. And then when I come back for my post game, get Gary's Log ready to go. Take it after this one. Crunch time now, 5:12 to play in the ballgame, 28-20. Lincolnwood with the lead, and on the inbounds, almost threw it away. Whalen had to track it down on the far sideline. Now the Lancers have numbers, but they throw it away. Walker saved it, headlong dive into the mat, but it goes right into the hands of Nokomis and Benny Clavin. Well, that was a disjointed sequence for the Lancers out of the timeout. Almost threw it away once, and then did throw it away. Clavin's three blocked by Whalen. Oh, what a block from Whalen. That's the second time he's done that tonight. Bullet pass Jenkins to Schmedeke. Yes, Braxton Schmedeke with a dozen off the beautiful find from Will Jenkins. The lead is 10 for the Lancers. 4.5 minutes for the ballgame. It is danger time now for Nokomis. They've scored just 3 points in the half. Here's Seth Johnson off to Nolan Himes. Himes wants to attack, and there is a foul, a hand check. I think they're going to get Braxton Schmedeke. It'll be his third, team's eight, so free throws for Nokomis. Clock stopped, 4:22 to play. An impressive second half for Lincolnwood on both ends of the floor. And we're going to get our mask timeout here in the fourth quarter. 4:22 to play, Lincolnwood 30, Nokomis 20. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WUSMI. Stay tuned. Staunton at Hillsborough coming up next here on FM 106. And then tomorrow afternoon, boys action has North Mac at Southwestern. That'll be live at 4:30 on WUSMI FM 106, streaming online at WUSMIRadio.com. Free throw for Himes is good out of the timeout. 5 points for Nolan Himes. That makes it a 9-point Lincolnwood lead, 4:22 to play. All the scores tomorrow morning, 7:30, Spotlight on Sports, then Sports Saturday for you at 9:03 right here on WUSMI. Himes gets the pair of tosses, and here comes the full court pressure. Jake Johnson on the point of the press here. They will make one pass to midcourt. Walker has numbers. Layup, no, but he's fouled by Nodal. Great job by Lincolnwood to force the issue and attack. For Nodal. That will be his first personal foul. At the free throw line, Jaden Walker. Lincolnwood 3 of 4 from the line here in the fourth quarter. They were 5 of 8 in the first half. First free throw for Jaden Walker is short. 4:18 to play, an 8-point Lincolnwood lead. Second free throw for the 6'2 senior, Jaden Walker. Toss is good. Rattled it down. Jaden's first point of the night. 9-point Lincolnwood lead. We approach the midway point of the money quarter. Here comes Clavin into the front court. Off to Himes on the left wing. Nolan Himes gets a ball screen, and he somehow got it off to Nodal before he traveled as he tried to step through a double team. Here's a three ball for Clavin. No. Offensive rebound, Jake Johnson. No. And on the rebound, it's out of bounds off of Nokomis. It'll belong to Lincolnwood with 3:58 to play in the ballgame. 31-22. Here comes the full court pressure. Cole Sidwell handling in the backcourt, leaves it off for Jenkins, right back to Sidwell. Across the stripe they come, into the hands of Whalen, back to Sidwell. 3:45 for the ball game. Lincolnwood, a 9-point lead and possession. The auxiliary scoreboard just shut off on the other end of the floor. That pass is tipped and stolen, picked up by the Skins. Here's Seth Johnson for three. Yes, had to have it, and they got it. Johnson buries it, and Dan DeWerf gets a timeout. 3:28 to play in the ballgame. 31-25, Lincolnwood with the lead. We're back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WUSMI. A 6-point Lincolnwood lead after the three ball from Seth Johnson. Now the Lancers facing the full court pressure. They've taken care of the basketball up to this point. Can they secure the rock over the final 3:20 of this ballgame? Here is Schmedeke on the baseline. He is trapped, gets it away to Whalen out front into the hands of Sidwell. Cole Sidwell, ooh, he almost double dribbled. He might have got away with it right there. The official looking right at it, though, but he's not going to get away with that. That's a travel out front. Not quite sure. Sidwell wasn't going anywhere, wasn't moving towards the basket, almost trying to just kill some time and eat the clock, and it ends in a travel. This becomes a big possession for Nokomis here and now. 3 minutes to play in the ball game, a six-point Lincoln Wood lead. Jake Johnson at the right elbow, leaves it for Himes on the left wing. Bounce pass to Seth Johnson, right wing, and he's going to be called for the double dribble. The pass was slow in getting to him. It took an extra bounce, and as the ball was arriving, I think Johnson tried to get moving forward and just double dribbled the basketball. Dan DeWerf certainly didn't think so. 31-25, Lincoln Wood with the lead in the ball. That's a travel. Will Jenkins tried to run the baseline. You can't run the baseline on a dead ball. That was a mental mistake that time from Will Jenkins. So that'll go down as a travel, and the ball goes right back over to Nokomis. Here's Clavin into Seth Johnson. Seth dumps it to Nodal. Baseline, nope, but he's fouled by Sidwell, and that's number five on Cole Sidwell. He will foul out with 2:48 to play in the game. Clock will stop, and Kendall Nodal to the charity stripe. So Sidwell out. In is Jaden Walker. He, too, has four personal fouls. Two free throws for Nodal. Toss good. Nodal now 2 of 3 from the free throw line. This is a big one to make it a one-possession ball game. 2:48 to play. Toss is good. Actually, 31-27, my mistake, so it's a four-point lead for Lincoln Wood. Simple math sometimes can be a challenge. 2:40 to play. Here are the Lancers in the front court with Will Jenkins. Jenkins to the foul line, leaves it back now for Whalen. Braden Whalen keeps the bounce alive. In the corner it goes to Devin Brown. Off to Walker. Dangerous pass. Jaden tight roping the sideline, saves it, and Matt Milberg takes a timeout. The Lincolnwood offense right now almost like in a prevent mode. They have lost their aggressiveness, and it almost ended in a turnover. 2:24 to play. Lincolnwood 31, Nokomis 27. We're back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WUSMI. 2:24 left in the ball game, 31-27. Now Lincolnwood had a 10-point lead at 30-20. Not that long ago. Nokomis has slowly been chipping away. Lancers need to get back to a little bit more of an attack mode here on the offensive end. It's a fine line, isn't it, when there's no shot clock? You don't want to take bad shots, but you got to make sure you take good shots. Here's a good shot from Brown. Missed it off the baseline. Rebound tapped around. Clavin had it. Lost it. Picks it back up in midcourt. Here comes Clavin. Layup. Missed it. Seth Johnson's tip is good. 13 for Seth Johnson. And Nokomis has pulled within a bucket, 31-29, 2 minutes to play in the ballgame. Here comes Walker. Leaves it off for Jenkins into the hands of Braxton Schmedeke. Off to Jenkins. Back to Schmedeke. 105 seconds to play in the ballgame. Lincolnwood on the attack with Whalen and a block on Nokomis. That's a good call. Nodal will be whistled for it. His second, 101 seconds to play, and it'll be Braden Whalen, the 6'2 sophomore at the free throw line, where he is 3 out of 4 tonight, has 6 points. Big, big tosses. He'll get 2 on the 5th team foul, but he was fouled in the act of shooting. Free throw is no good. And that's one thing, you know, with nobody in the gym, I try to keep my yap shut when the kids are at the foul line. Minute 41 to play, 2-point lead. Here's the big toss to make it a 3-point game. Whalen's free throw is good. That was pure, didn't even touch the iron. 1 out of 2 for Braden, and the Skins have a chance. 32-29 Lincolnwood. The JV game went down to the wire. The varsity headed the same way. Here's Seth Johnson off to Himes in the left corner. Back to Seth, top of the key to Lohman on the right wing now with Nodal. Down on the block to Jake Johnson. 80 seconds to play. Jake pivots around, finds Nodal in the right corner. off to Himes. He will bring it across the head of the key. That pass is tipped out. No, it's off of Seth Johnson. And the Skins turn it over. A big defensive sequence for Lincolnwood. Clavin in, Lohman out for Nokomis. A minute 13 to play. The Skins will pressure in the backcourt. Devin Brown gets it in to Whalen. Into the hands of Jenkins, across the timeline with Walker. Here's Schmedeke in the left corner. That pass is tipped and stolen. Picked up by Himes. Counted and the foul. Oh, Nolan Himes with his left hand through the contact. And with exactly 1 minute to play, Nolan Himes will be at the free throw line with a chance to tie. Oh, that was sensational from Mr. Himes, the young sophomore. That turnover by Lincolnwood, obviously costly, but that was a great job defensively. I think it was Clavin who got his hand on that ball initially. For the tie. Got it. Nolan Himes got it. We are tied at 32. Timeout on the floor. 1 minute to play. Lincolnwood and Nokomis knotted at 32. Back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WSMI. A 12-2 Nokomis run after they trailed 30-20 here in the fourth quarter. Nolan Himes just converted the old-fashioned three-point play to tie it up at 32. It has been a wild night of hoops here at Nokomis. The varsity game, a very similar feel to the JV game, except in that game, Lincolnwood got out to the fast start and saw Nokomis come back. Here tonight, it was a quick start to the second half that got Lincolnwood the lead, only to see Nokomis come right back. 55 seconds to play. Jenkins back door to Schmedeke. Can't handle it cleanly. Saves it into Brown. Wow. Lincolnwood fortunate there. Down to Walker. Attacks. Missed it. Got it back. Attacks. Missed it again. And the rebound down to Clavin. He's going to be tied up, and Nokomis will have it on the arrow. Oh, the Lancers. You see some hands on their heads now. They have had some opportunities late, not able to capitalize. Remember, two bunnies that they missed earlier in the ball game. They all matter. Doesn't matter when they occur. 30 seconds to play. Here's Himes. Dribble drive. Kicks to Clavin in the left corner. Half a minute left. Tied at 32. See if the Skins want to try and hold for the final shot. Perhaps they do, but if they get something good, they will take it. Here's Clavin left wing. 20 seconds for the game. Down to Johnson. Draws the double. Steps through. Lost it. Kicks it back. Seth Johnson. Off to Himes, 13 seconds for the game. And Dan DeWerf wants a timeout. So Nokomis is going to have a chance. They were down 10 in the fourth quarter, and they will now have the ball with 10 seconds left and a chance to win. Tied at 32, the Skins will try to win it when we come back following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Nokomis. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studio. Still more hoops to come here on your Friday night. Staunton at Hillsboro, that broadcast next. Gary Boker with the call here on WSMI. As soon as we are done, will we be done in 10.2 seconds or will we get overtime here tonight in NoCo? What a comeback by the Skins. They were down by 10 in the quarter. Now they have a chance to win it. Into the hands of Himes. Nolan. On the deck with five. Picked up the dribble. He needs some help. Down to Jake Johnson with three. Spins for the win. Missed it. And we are going, well, not quite to overtime. Lincolnwood got the timeout with half a second to play. That was great pressure defense by the Lancers out front. They blew that Nokomis setup from the get-go as Nolan Himes had nowhere to go. He picked his dribble up way away from the hoop out near mid-court. And by the time they got it down to Jake Johnson, he had a contested fadeaway from the corner. So the Lancers' defense able to rise up and get a big, big stand right there. Now they will see if they can get a little magic. They will have to go the length of the floor in just half a second. So this is a tall order, to say the least, for Lincolnwood as we are likely headed to overtime here tonight in Nokomis. What a fun ball game this has been. The Skins led 10-7 after one. It was a one-point Nokomis lead at the half, 17-16. A strong third quarter for Lincolnwood saw them outscore Nokomis 9-3 to take a 25-20 lead. They stretched that lead out to 10 in the fourth quarter at 30-20. But Nokomis has closed the game here on a 12-2 run. And they've put time back on the clock, 1.2 seconds. That is a completely different situation for the Lancers. Plenty of time. It'll be Devin Brown to throw in as the Lancers going to look for the baseball past the midcourt. Stolen. Johnson for the win. No. Oh, boy. He had a look from the volleyball spike line that would have won the ball game. After four, tied at 32, Nokomis and Lincolnwood. Bonus basketball coming up next on WSMI. No jump ball, of course, to start overtime. You know, when you start the game, the visiting team gets it. For overtime, it's a coin toss. And Lincolnwood got to call the toss since they're the visitors. They flipped the coin, let it hit the ground, and all be darned, that thing didn't roll on its edge all the way from the Lincolnwood bench, rolled all the way across the floor and hit the bleachers on the other side. Can't do that again. Never. 4 minutes for our overtime. That was a weird coin toss. Tied at 32. Here's Brown. Cole Sidwell has fouled out for the Lancers. Schmedeke open for three. Rimmed it out of the left corner pocket. Rebound to the floor. Picked up by the Lancers and Will Jenkins. And now a foul on Nolan Himes. That'll be Nolan's fourth. Just the sixth team foul, so even though we are in overtime, Nakoma is still not over the limit. 3:34 for OT. Reese Lohman going to check in. That was actually number five on Nolan Himes. I missed one on Nolan somewhere along the line. So Himes is out. He's the reason we're in overtime. He had that big three-point play with just about 10 seconds left. Or no, it was more than that. It was inside of a minute. Nokomis got the ball back with 10 seconds left and had a chance to win at the end of regulation. Here's Whelan off to Schmedeke on the baseline to Jaden Walker. His pass goes right off the rim and is going to be picked up in the corner by Kendall Nodal. Gets it away to Benny Clavin. That was unfortunate for Jaden Walker. His pass went right off the side of the rim and bounced high above the backboard. Here's Seth Johnson. Reese Lohman wound up on his knees underneath the hoop. Now he has the basketball top of the key, gets it off to Nodal. Here's Clavin, top of the key. Inside of 3 minutes for overtime. Bad pass, trying to force it into Jake Johnson, turned over. Here come the Lancers. Lead pass, Whelan. Layup is no good. He missed it. That was a good contest by Nokomis right there. 2:40 for the ball game. Here's Seth Johnson. Clavin, 4-3. Left it short, and the rebound to Lincolnwood. Bodies all over the deck. I think the kids are getting a little bit tired. They've left it all out on the floor here tonight. 2:25 for the ball game. Overtime, tied at 32. Here's Will Jenkins, high post to Walker in the corner to Schmedeke. Left wing with Whelan, top of the key to Jenkins. Touch pass, Walker can't get it to go. Rebound down to Reese Lohman. 2:10 to play. There's been a low-scoring game from the get-go. And away from the ball, a whistle and a foul. This is on Nokomis. Offensive foul on Nokomis. They're going to get Reese Lohman moving screen of some sort. Nope, check that. Jake Johnson, the guilty party there. His second personal. 2 minutes to play in overtime, tied at 32. Nobody scored in the extra session yet. There's a pass to Walker at the foul line. Kicks it. Schmedeke, three ball, air ball. Goes right to Devin Brown. His putback, no, but he was fouled. They're going to get Nodal. Free throws for Devin Brown. Boy, and fatigue definitely a factor right now on both sides. And you just wonder if teams will really get in shape this year. Is there enough time to get in game shape? Some will. Many won't. Free throw for Brown. Good. Devin Brown has given Lincolnwood the lead, 33-32. He's now 2-3 from the foul line tonight. A minute 50 for OT. Second free throw for Brown. Good. The senior gets the pair. Two big tosses for Devin Brown and Lincolnwood. 34-32 Lancers. Clock running 107 seconds for overtime. Here's Benny Clavin into the front court, working on Whelan. Crossing over, spinning at the foul line. Kicks it to Nodal in the right corner. Top of the key now with Reese Lohman. Lohman on the left wing with Seth Johnson. Skip pass to Nodal. Open 4-3. Yes! Kendall Nodal knocks down the triple. He has six. Big shot. 35-34. Nokomis. 80 seconds ball game. Here's Walker on the attack. Leaves it back for Brown. Will Jenkins, top of the key. A one-point lead for Nokomis here in overtime. 70 seconds to play. Whalen out front between the circles. Leaves it for Will Jenkins. Jenkins right back to Whalen. Braden right back to Jenkins. Way out in the left wing. High post to Walker on the baseline. Brown now. Devin, one dribble, kicks to Whalen. Left wing to Will Jenkins. He will leave it in the corner for Devin Brown. Devin spinning, forces it up, missed it. Tough shot there. The rebound down to Nodal. 45 seconds for overtime. The Lancers in trouble now. They're going to have to think about fouling. They have enough time to go for a steal here in the corner with Seth Johnson. Nice ball fake. He will leave it off for Jake Johnson, top of the key. Boy, what a comeback win this would be for Nokomis. They were down 10 in the fourth quarter in a low-scoring game, mind you. Down 10, felt like 20. 23 seconds for the ball game. A one-point lead for Nokomis and Lincolnwood. Now they will foul. It'll be Benny Clavin at the free throw line for the double bonus. 18.4 seconds left. And I tell you what, if Lincolnwood lets this slip away, that will be one long bus ride back home on the blacktop tonight. The foul was the fourth on Whalen. Even if Clavin makes both, Lincolnwood will still have a chance. 35-34 for Benny. He's 0-for-2 at the free throw line. Both those misses came in the fourth quarter. Toss. Good. Oh, that thing didn't even think about touching iron. As pure as the winter snow. 36-34. Boy, the way this game's going, you better make this free throw. Toss. Good. Good. Clavin got them both. Big free throws. A three-point lead for Nokomis. Lincolnwood still has a chance. 15 seconds. They come across midcourt, and Matt Milberg wants a timeout. 15.4 seconds for overtime. Nokomis 37, Lincolnwood 34. We'll come back with the finish following these messages on WSMI. A three-point lead for Nokomis. 15.4 seconds for overtime. Lincolnwood has the ball, and they got options here. Will Jenkins can stroke it. Braxton Schmedeke can stroke it. Braden Whalen can knock down the three ball. Where will the Lancers go for the tie? 15.4 seconds. Walker gets it in to Will Jenkins. Jenkins, left wing, 10 seconds. Brown, that is a deep three from the volleyball spike line, an air ball. That cannot be what Lincolnwood wanted right there. Cannot be. Devin Brown jacked a shot from the volleyball spike line with 6 seconds left. Came up 2 feet short. Nokomis ball underneath. In it goes to Clavin, and quickly fouled with 5.2 seconds to play. Devin Brown frustrated with himself right now. He's walking down the floor, got his hands in the back of his head, kind of pulling his neck forward. A three-point lead. So Nokomis needs one free throw to ice this puppy. Benny Clavin just knocked down two tosses. They're in the double bonus here. First one for Clavin is no good, rattled out. The Lancers still have a chance. A three-point lead for Nokomis, 37-34, 5.2 seconds for overtime. A make here, and it's over. Free throw is good. A four-point lead, and it goes to Whalen. Jenkins lets it fly from midcourt. That almost went in. Down to Schmedeke. That will count for Braxton Schmedeke. And the final score will wind up being 37-35, Nokomis. What a win for Noco. They were down 10 in the fourth quarter, 30-20. They closed the fourth quarter and overtime on a 17-5 run, and they win it here tonight. Actually, the board now says 38-35, the final for Nokomis. We'll take a break. We're back to wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. What a fun ball game here tonight. Nokomis beats Lincolnwood in overtime. 38-36 is the final score as Nokomis was down 30-20 in that fourth quarter. So it winds up being an 18-6 run to close out the fourth quarter and overtime. Nokomis outscored Lincolnwood 12-7 in the fourth, 6-4 in the OT. 13 of 19 from the foul line was Nokomis tonight. Lincolnwood finished 12 out of 18. And for Nokomis, they were led this evening by Seth Johnson with 13 points. 9 points for Nolan Himes. He had a huge three-point play late in regulation that tied the game. 7 points for Jake Johnson. 6 points for Kendall Nodal. He had a huge three in overtime that put Nokomis up for good. And then 3 points tonight for Benny Clavin. He had three huge foul shots down the stretch in overtime to ice it for Nokomis. For Lincolnwood, they were led tonight by Braxton Schmedeke with 14, 9 for Will Jenkins, 7 for Braden Whalen, 3 points for Devin Brown, 2 points for Cole Sidwell, 1 point for Jaden Walker. And for Lincolnwood, it's probably feels like a night of missed opportunities. They had a big lead in the fourth quarter, but they had a couple of really point-blank looks that they make 99 out of 100, but tonight the one came into play, and they come up one bucket short in overtime here tonight at Nokomis. Thanks to all the wonderful people here at Nokomis for their hospitality. They treat us so good every time we come in, especially during this strange time. We certainly appreciate their hospitality for us. Your final one more time, Nokomis beats Lincolnwood in overtime 38-36. Thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast throughout the year. Without them, we do not bring you any high school sports on the Tally broadcasting stations. An overtime thriller goes to Nokomis, 38-36. The Skins beat Lincolnwood here tonight. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on FM 106. I am Tim Ice. Stay tuned. Coming up on the other side of the break, game two of our doubleheader, Staunton at Nokomis. Gary Boker has the call following these messages on WSMI.